On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So,
welcome to
Neptune's podcast,
episode 5, and we're here with Mariana.
Mariana Varela.
Hello.
She's so awkward.
This is my first podcast.
Oh yeah,
ever.
We get
yeah.
that a lot.
Do you listen to the podcast?
Sometimes.
Good question. Okay. But we'll do the asking. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
we also have another guest here. You can hear his voice.
How'd you like us to introduce you, Carlos?
Mariana's girlfriend.
Mariana's girlfriend.
Yeah, here
oh, shit, I meant boyfriend.
Mariana's girlfriend.
He's more nervous than I am. He's my PR manager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good segue.
Yeah.
You seem like you need a PR manager. You do so many things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What does Mariana do?
As we see, like, on Instagram and stuff.
So, I...
Wait, premise, we're friends. We're all friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listeners, we're all friends. We're all long-time friends.
Yeah, I got
that's
here.
Why I'm laughing and being nervous.
So, I'm the entire marketing team
yeah.
of this particular restaurant.
Yeah, you
say,
don't know. You
yeah.
can say it.
And I'm also an indoor recycling instructor at Zinc.
She
chose to say Zinc, but not the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know, because it's like a bigger company and all that.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh,
okay.
Now this restaurant. Wait, where is this restaurant?
No, this is why I need a PR manager.
And then, a content creator.
Okay.
I'd like to say.
What do you do for hobbies? Because that's also a job.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
Ruined, Jokla.
Okay.
Carlos is on the host side. He's not your PR.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, so.
So
what
so,
are your hobbies?
My hobby? I like to read.
Yeah, obviously. We see that on your Instagram too.
Yeah, you
I
post
love
that.
To read.
You post
that.
Right.
So you create content. We know what content you create. You're on YouTube.
Not
anymore?
Not as much now.
Okay.
Like,
so
I blog more.
What would you say your platform is?
Instagram now, because that's where the money is.
Oh yeah.
So unless if you're big, then YouTube. But if you're not, then
yeah.
it's on Instagram.
Why
am
I communicating?
Because like, clients pay you now to post
on Instagram.
Yeah.
How do you make money off of it?
They approach you, and then so the brands approach you, and then they ask you if you wanna collaborate, and then
okay.
they offer their products, and if you feel like it's something that. You're not so. Wait, I cut
like,
na
what?
Okay, right. That's so bad to say. But anyway,
no, just be honest.
So
yeah.
anyway, so.
So like, how do you deal with something like you don't like, and you're offered to like promote it? Like, do you do that? Like, if there's something you don't like, if the money's
well,
good, what's more
personally,
important?
Personally, if I don't really believe in a brand, bah, I don't accept it because my credibility is going to suffer.
Wow.
And I've had brands na I had to turn down because the service was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say na
then.
Yeah, na
yeah.
I can't even if I get paid.
Yeah, we had Alam Kirsten on this podcast.
Yeah,
and
yeah
she said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes the dealing is bad.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
if you like the company or product, but their service is bad.
It's bad
so you wouldn't
you
do it na if you like the company or product, the service is bad, you won't do the product.
Yeah. I mean, the service and the product's bad, ma.
Okay.
Ha.
No, let's say
so,
you
yeah.
love the Prada.
But
oh,
the but the
is
service
bad.
Is...
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
like
what
kind
have you
of...
tried that?
Well, like, I imagine, like, you like the product. You don't love the
no,
product.
No. I've never tried no good
and
product, bad
product.
Service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah.
far. So it's always both.
Okay.
Good product
yeah.
and good service.
Okay, so what would you say, like, is your content? I mean, we know your content.
Yeah.
But can you like tell our listeners?
Well, like I don't have a particular niche. Like most people, they're really just into fashion and all that because I like to post about me, like the real me.
Okay.
So it's like whatever I'm doing now. So before it was so PR, and then now it's like sports, active, and all that.
Okay. I don't mean to cut you off, but like the real you. Cause there's this thing like with Finstas and shit, but
yeah, do you have a Finstas?
Oh, no, cause
yeah.
like
yeah, well, sorry,
Finstas
sorry.
Are usually like are 18, so it's like not very, you know, like
well, I won't
definitely
not
know anything about Finstas.
Yeah, because
you don't even have a Finsta anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't have a Finsta anymore. Cause...
Anymore meaning you had a Finsta, and yeah, what back. Were you posting on your Finsta?
Like when you complain about your job, Bob, you don't you don't wanna let it out there. Like I remember, like all of us at work, we had Finsta as well.
Okay.
And then all those like bad nights. Like super drunk nights, you know.
She's looking when she says shit like this, she's looking at Carlos like saying like, can I say that?
I think it's fine. We already asked if this is like an RET.
RET, yeah.
You can say whatever. Fuck shit, cock
balls. In that order.
Fuck shit. You're funny, huh?
I'm also, no, I'm just
kidding. Okay, anyway. Well, the reason we thought to have you on the podcast is, well, you juggle so many things, and as Maya noticed also, you still go out at night. Like, how do you like juggle all these things? You have several
and you have like social life by you have you meet your friends and the same time you teach in the morning.
Okay, you sleep.
Yeah, of course. I always get 8 hours a day,
like in between all those things, or like in the middle of like doing something.
Like I always make sure to get 8 hours a day.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Like straight.
Yeah, like straight, 8 hours.
Okay.
Sometimes 8 to, I mean 10 to
okay, so we're
whatever.
Doing this podcast at 9 PM because you had your something.
So, what's 10 for the sleeping time? Well, that's
so you're saying, if you didn't have the podcast, what time would you be sleeping?
If I had zinc tomorrow, then I would sleep at 10.
Okay.
If I had a class at 7, then I'd sleep at 10
okay.
or earlier or 9.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it's easy for me to juggle because marketing is so close to content
and also
creation.
You're not doing an office job.
Yeah.
So she dictates her time.
Well,
so
okay,
I can just
work remotely.
Yeah,
okay.
I can work from home or like.
Job.
Or even when you're in Zinc, like when you're not in your class.
I'm working, so that's why I can like do so much.
Yeah, I've been starting to believe in the value of working remotely. I mean, especially for our generation, but you can't. I mean, you can't choose when a person's most productive.
Yeah,
you
that's
can.
True.
Yeah,
it's better to just set a deadline and then
and then work from
give
there.
Your deliverables
yeah.
and then just deliver them.
Yeah, because it's important to the output.
It's the output, yeah.
So a lot of companies have been doing that lately.
Yeah. Even
they've been, like, testing
top level positions, you can work
remotely.
Remotely
now?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's great, yeah. Anyway.
So yeah, how do you juggle everything? Other than like, you know, getting 8 hours of sleep.
No, you can't have a interview.
I feel like you didn't answer the question to the fullest yet.
Again?
No, like, not again, just like, continue your answer.
Yeah, but like, I'm asking you again, can you repeat the question?
How do you manage your time? I'll do all that. And still have a social life. What's the hardest part? The social life, right?
Like, especially if like, there are like, aspiring influencers or bloggers listening. Like,
how do I do it? Like, it's easy for me because both of them...
Like you said,
like,
marketing
man, so I'm always on Instagram and Facebook.
Mm.
And then... Okay, content creation is just a hobby. It's not something that brings food to the table. So you have to prioritize, like, unless if you're really big.
Okay.
But,
not
yet. So I have to work on the A to something job.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how I juggle it, Bitao. Like, concentrate. Like, I would say, like, focus on one task, finish it, and then do something else.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, but honestly, there are days where you're really not productive at all.
Well, are you, like, burnt out during those days or something?
Yeah. I mean, like...
Or just no tasks for the day. Or you're tired.
I can say she gets burnt out.
Yeah, like you just like phase out or something.
Like, that's
you
behind the
do,
scenes of like what you, which her.
Because your days are so full.
Yeah, like that's what's behind the scenes. She's checking the time. She's like, oh no, it's only 10 minutes. No, but like behind the scenes of your social media and what you look like in marketing, there's like a behind the scenes burnt out version.
Yeah, there are days na you just stay in bed and like watch movies.
Okay.
And then by the end of the week,
thing.
You realize na, oh my god, I didn't work, and you're being paid to work, and you didn't work at all. You just posted or something, and then that's when it sinks in, and then you
work
extra
hard.
Work
posted. That's what you mean by
that's work.
That's
posting.
Work,
posting.
Posting.
Content. online.
No, like example. I'm gonna disclose. Anyway, so example, I need to make a presentation.
Yeah.
And then for the entire week, I didn't even start because
okay.
I was not.
Like you're procrastinating.
Yeah, like mo procrastinate. Yeah, that's the bad thing. I think I guess if you're working remotely,
yeah,
because you don't.
Because there's so many temptations. Your bed is like right there,
or if you're like crazy about this book, like when you're crazy about this book, and
yeah.
then
you can't just want to read the book
and then not do anything. But and by the end of the week, you're like, oh my god, I'm getting paid, but I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
for that.
And then you
happens,
do
like,
a lot of work.
Yeah, in books and on.
But you like this. You like this.
Working remotely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can't drive in Cebu. I mean,
why?
I know how to drive, but
yeah.
like,
I'm not allowed. You're not allowed.
I'm not allowed to drive in Cebu.
Why? Where are you from?
Why?
No, I'm from Dumaguete, and then I'm not allowed to drive here yet.
Why?
I've been driving all my life. Because my mom thinks that I'll break all the rules.
You break all the rules here. People break all the rules.
Here.
No, but because in Dumaguete, it's so like.
There are no rules.
There are no rules.
Okay.
There are no stoplights, Bitano.
I mean, there are rules, but like, it's not as kind of strict
so
as here.
Lightning round, give us 5 rules.
In Dumaguete. The road rules.
I'm fucking sorry.
I mean, we have one way.
I was interested.
One way is
no,
the parking.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. All right. We're going to take 3 seconds to take a 3 deep breaths.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Wow.
Because then we just like sprinted at it. Like this is a marathon, but then we went for like a sprint.
Yeah. So what have you been reading lately, man?
Oh, I just finished this book 2 days ago. It's called The Family Upstairs. It's a thriller, as usual.
Oh yeah, you like thrillers.
Yeah, that's my, like one of my goals in life, to write 31 books.
31?
Yeah,
because
it's my favorite number. And I want to write
on the 31st.
That many books.
Is it because your birthday's on the 31st? I got
something.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, also, you have a business. Do you want to tell us about your business?
Oh, yeah. I'm selling activewear. It's called Thursday Club. And now, here's the thing. When you do so much stuff,
exactly.
like one gets
left
out or something.
I feel you, yeah.
And this is Thursday Club right now. So if I'm not doing anything, then I could have really, you know, concentrated on that. But at the same time, I'm also waiting on my stocks. So this is why it's, I'm still trying to figure out the best quality. So this is why it's not like on its full speed.
Well, that's why it's also hard, like when you're doing so many things. That's why like in Shark Tank, if you watch Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The judges, they always ask like, are you all in?
Yeah.
So they love an entrepreneur that's all in, but. So yeah, I mean that's understandable.
I'm willing to like let go of everything to go.
Yeah,
to
just go all in and
yeah.
put all your money invested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
wait,
think,
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
But this is, about content making.
Yeah.
What was the first? Do you still remember the first like product that you endorsed? But you don't have to say it. But then do you still remember that time? How did they contact you or something?
Like, hala, I don't know. Let me try to.
You can go through your Instagram.
Like, do you have to have a lot of followers or something?
Yeah,
like, is there a certain amount of followers that you have to have for you to be earned?
There's a number you're trying to reach now, right?
That will
get her to like that's the goal for the year.
Do you know what number gets you the blue check?
10, right?
10?
No, only the verified.
Okay.
It depends though. Like,
really?
Can I? There's millions and then. They're
not
still not
verified. I wonder what it takes to be
verified.
Can
you apply to get verified?
Yeah.
Anyone.
It's not something that I was asked to blog about, but it was a modeling gig.
Okay.
Like, it was for clothes.
Your most viewed video on YouTube is your Sunnies.
Yeah, my Sunnies.
Review, no? So that one, you're not sponsored, but...
But I did it because I knew that it would... It would garner that much views.
Industry secrets.
Because Sunny's is already, you know, up there. And then it's so, like...
And they, like,
it has a cult following,
right?
But...
Yeah, and then they reposted.
Yeah, that's why. Someone in Cebu. Because, like, back then, I started blogging. And then I didn't know na bloggers, they get sponsorships.
Ah.
So I was just blogging about
the
for fun lang. It was when I moved here na I was surprised na oh there's products seeding the eye. Like I was so
from Dumaguete
because we didn't have that in Dumaguete and it was still so new pa ba like sila pang crazy oy ang mga bloggers sila.
So what year was that when you started blogging?
High school.
Nag-blog, but it was
like
feelings,
like
photography. No, blog.
Oh, like a Tumblr?
Wait, okay,
no,
yeah.
Blogspot.
A blogspot.com,
yeah.
Okay.
You have a blogspot?
No, Tumblr.
Yeah, Tumblr also, like, Tumblr also, but...
Yeah, Tumblr's Thai.
I never had one of those.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But do you remember how they contacted you? Like, hey...
Yeah,
they want... Oh, okay. They just...
DM.
DM
you get
now.
A lot of like DMs from dudes.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I do, but like
famous people.
I know. Yeah.
What?
Even famous people. Like,
really?
I know.
Yeah.
Let's not mention
his name.
I'll mention
okay.
name.
But there's this
asshole.
New guy, the Australian guy. Remember?
Oh, another blogger also. Blogger.
Yeah, that was like really intense. He was really like.
Thirsty.
No, that's okay to yung following.
No, like, I'm not trying to make light of the situation. I'm really asking like.
He wanted.
That's a real problem.
Yeah, he was like, he wanted me to.
If you don't mind talking.
Tour
sorry.
Him.
Around.
Around. No, it
Manila.
Was Manila, and I was like, "What's up, tour guide?" But like, yeah, but like you know, I made Bisaya, and then I didn't reply. Now.
You made Bisaya.
The guy, I'm like, wala na. Some people use human good also. And then
like,
you know like.
You could have used them back if he asked.
Yeah.
But then.
But then I
never know with these people.
Okay.
But sometimes I argue with other people na super sikat na manyak bitaw. Like they would just slide into like girls' DMs
yeah.
and then girls talk about it. Na oh he did that day to you also.
He did that to like numerous girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they're kind of old na older.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Also, here's one other thing you juggle. So.
I'm also confused sometimes. You know,
so
I get confused sometimes.
You're a cycling instructor.
Yeah.
Indoor
cycling.
There's outdoor cycling. No, because they always call indoor.
I think that's regular
no,
cycling.
No, because like, you can't take spin because you need to have a certificate to say I'm
spin.
A spin instructor.
Okay, so you're
indoor
cycling.
I-C-I.
You can say that.
She also thought about it.
Okay. You are the one woman marketing team of
this restaurant.
Business.
Yeah,
yes, a restaurant which I love.
I love it also.
Same
I love my job.
Yeah. Excellent. I love to hear that. Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Content creator. Girlfriend.
Oh.
This is your boyfriend.
Yeah. So much work.
Is
job,
it?
Yeah. Carlos, tell us. Are you so much work?
I'm so much work because I
work a lot.
No, because I do not as much as Mariana.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, you're not supposed to count anyway. But.
Yeah.
No, but that's why, like, Marg. She can't relax, and all I want
to
do is relax.
Well,
yeah.
She has so much to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's not so bad. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Not even a problem.
Sure, it's not a problem at all.
Bro, I don't know. No, it feels like we have more than 24 hours a day sometimes. And we can just like juggle everything.
That's how you feel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so you guys need a different shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let me pull up my questions.
Go. Can I juggle here?
Yeah, man. Cool. Your friendly zone.
Oh.
So like yeah, so your first like thing was modeling, right? But like, what was the first product? I think it was that thing. That trolley bag.
What trolley bag?
It's not the first
no,
one.
No way, grab it.
Okay, so things back from there. Nothing.
Blog, no product to like blog and vlog about.
Yeah,
that was sponsored, or like you got paid for.
You have to say
yeah.
sponsored. You have to do hashtag ad.
No, but I want to also. Pero paid.
Yeah. You have lots of Instagrams, but you have Mariana's Lunchbox.
That's for my paintings.
Mariana's Lunchbox for your paintings? That's
yeah.
for food.
No,
it's like,
it
I saw that.
For
I saw
food.
That.
I've seen your paintings.
I
they're very good.
Yeah,
thanks.
I saw them on your personal.
It started with that.
food photography. And then it evolved to just, you know, paintings.
I actually told her to keep it because like I thought it was funny.
What?
But she wanted to change it from Marina Sunsbuck to like some Marina like paintings or whatever.
I didn't know.
So
well, she wanted to change it to something, and I was like, just keep it Marina Sunsbuck, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. If you need advice on being cool.
No, I just thought about differently. Like, it's like, you know, when you're a kid and then you open your lunchbox and not food inside, it's like drawings,
crayons,
like scribbles.
That,
so I thought, like, you know,
you call
it have to
lunchbox?
Be like, what did you call it? Snack box.
Oh, wait, what do you talk about?
Like, lunchbox, but it's not food inside.
Sorry,
it's like,
but like, you know, when you're a kid, you have a lunchbox and there's crayons inside.
So, oh, that could be too. Actually, that's,
oh,
that's even like cuter.
Okay, that's, all,
that's even cuter. Yeah, but like, yeah, basically.
So you still have time to paint? Out of all the things that you do,
you don't see it.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Like straight.
Yeah, I get cranky if I don't. See, it's my me band.
That's why it's
like,
I was gonna ask. Does that track your sleep? Sorry.
Yeah, it's a me band and
okay,
it tracks me.
Let's
sleep.
Track your sleep last night.
Yeah, show us your sleep last night.
Yeah.
How much? Interesting, because I don't even get 8 hours. You don't.
But
even
there
get
are also
eight
days, hanga. I don't get 8 hours.
You only get what? Like how many hours?
Like 9-3 times na 6 or 7.
That's not bad. It's still like long.
Just
a lot of
like
hours.
My sleep last night was bad. 5 hours. That's why I was
no,
so happy.
5 hours deep sleep.
Well, yeah, wait, huh?
Yeah, because mo track mo na deep sleep versus total.
No, 1 hour lang my deep sleep.
Huh?
Last night was
5 hours 44. But yeah, like I have 8:21. 8 hours 21, 8 hours 25, 7.
How long do you sleep?
Yeah.
Very short.
What the fuck are we talking about? what?
Like very short, because like I have to, I'm not like Mariana where I have like different time to bond. It's like I wake up at 7 a.m. every day, so it doesn't matter what time I go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
right.
I have to wake up at 7 for my 9 to 5.
Okay.
So that's very different.
Yeah.
So what, why yesterday did you get 5 hours 44 rather than like the past 3 days?
I had the hosting gig.
Oh yeah, and you host.
Oh,
you
host. Oh yeah.
But I try not to host not as
right.
much.
Sorry.
Because that gives me anxieties, hosting.
Yeah,
like,
this podcast.
But that was one of your first jobs, right?
Hosting,
right?
Oh yeah, I think I hosted.
But you still always do it and pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mandani Bay, not sure.
You still pull it off, but I've watched you host. And
yeah,
I know I've seen you before that you get nervous, but like while you're hosting, it's like
natural.
Look nervous.
When did you see me?
No, a number of things.
So like the more we conversate here or converse, it's like we're gonna unravel all the things Miranda does. It's like,
yeah.
Because like she's jumping so many things, she doesn't even know what she's jumping.
Yeah.
What else does she do?
What else
do
I do?
She writes. She's directed a film in Dumaguete.
Yeah, but that was like a long time ago.
I know, but it's like things that you do or want to do and still like gonna pursue in the future.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like ambitions. I mean, I've known you. You have many ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think
we
it's
all
of
that,
us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember when we used to talk about this podcast. It was like
I know,
and now it's here.
And now it's here.
That's awesome. Congratulations, guys.
And I really like your graphics. Itong wow.
Oh, that
like,
when we're
like astronauts, but
oh yeah, she did that.
It's super cute.
Thank you.
Why are you guys called the Neptunes?
But oh yes. Because we're both Pisces and the planet of
Pisces.
Oh my god, and she's like an astrologist.
No, wait, of course not.
No, but that matters,
oh
you. That matters to you.
Yeah, because my friends now, they're all into astrology.
So you're both Pisces,
okay.
And what is that?
Really, wow.
The Neptune is the planet of
Pisces.
Pisces.
It's the Pisces.
What can you say about
Pisces
them,
planet.
Real quick?
No, and I know,
top of
I know if like, I know if someone asks you like, oh, why did you disagree with that person? And you'll be like, oh, because
he's a Pisces.
Who do you disagree with?
Me?
Cancer.
Aquarius, no.
Aquarius. No, actually.
She looks
at
me and she's like, yeah.
No, but actually I have like two best friends na Aquarius.
Pisces?
And then boyfriend pa Aquarius. Okay, Ra, I don't know. I think
what's your zodiac sign?
Virgo. I think we're not really, because we're earth signs, so we're not really hard to deal with compared to fire signs, maybe?
Fire signs.
What can you say about
Scorpio?
The Pisces over here?
What do you mean? Like Pisces together or like Pisces? Like just
Pisces?
Just Pisces in general first.
Yeah,
why are you quizzing me?
I'm not.
That's
no,
my friend.
I don't care about it.
Yeah, no. Like,
no, like they're very creative, imaginative individuals.
Wow.
Wow. It's like,
I see that though.
Because like, I don't know. I think it's kind of unfair sometimes.
Is your wallpaper zodiac sign?
I think so. No, it's just the sun and
the
moon.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which has a lot to do with astrology.
Right.
Yeah, but like sometimes like diba now like astrology is like a an in thing and then
yeah.
like diba
you were into it way before it was in, right?
I would read all the time, like in the newspaper. I would read my astrology.
Oh yeah,
or, like,
in the
magazine. Yeah, because I used to like read the newspaper every day.
You too?
Yeah, I
until now.
I don't read on the newspaper.
Wala na my newspaper here also. Like not like before, but
I'm sure it's still around, but like we just don't.
Have yeah, we don't have.
Yeah, but
like,
I haven't seen them in a while.
Like in the road.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah,
I just bought newspaper. On the road.
On the road.
Yeah.
So where do you get your news? Everywhere.
I mean, like, before, kay, like, when I used to work for a PR and events company, kay, they really delivered.
Because
it's part of the company's job to track, like, clippings and
yeah,
all
yeah,
that
yeah,
if
yeah.
our clients go out of the newspaper.
Oh,
so
okay.
I really had to, like.
Your clients, your talent? Like.
No, like, our clients,
right.
like,
yeah,
yeah,
right,
our
right,
persons.
Right, right, right.
But that was back then. Oh, I think it's easier for me to hear. I think it's easier for me to juggle now because I already had experience before. Because I used
right.
to work in a PR and events company.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, I know how it works, like marketing to talent
right.
and how it works
okay.
internally.
Because also
like
in that
PR
job,
and all,
you know,
so
other
that's
jobs.
Why I can do the marketing for the entire restaurant.
Yeah,
well, all
I think you're
own.
Also conscious of that's the track you wanted, so Magnate
yeah.
Evolver
put
shot so, yeah.
there. Yeah.
But you're a good example for other people to see that you can do what you love. I mean, you can. That's why like I always say this is the generation that we can be multifaceted, but
yeah.
because there are platforms that don't require you to go to the office or don't require your physical presence all the time.
Yeah.
yeah. And you know, being mobile, laptop, cell phones. Is like key like
mm-hmm.
now and delivering at any time
yeah.
you can deliver it super early or
mm-hmm.
right before
or,
the deadline
yeah, exactly
you know, so.
Or while you're at another job you can deliver
yeah.
whatever
exactly.
work you have to do
of course
yeah.
you're oh no but like if you're mobile and
yeah.
you're remote
yeah
you can
no, like what we said earlier it's about the output
exactly
it's not about how you do it or
exactly.
where you do it
or I don't
exactly.
know I feel like it also would be nice but if
you had like an office
no like I'm not like a jack of all trades
master of none
yeah
oh, but,
you're a but you know
you're
the,
like
the quote may endow, the quote there is master of none oftentimes better than master of one continuous not shot like
no I
read
like
it
that.
Somewhere
I've never heard that second part huh?
master
yeah
not no
I read it on Twitter
jack
so I don't
or
know
Jill
for
yeah wow
oh
my
here.
God
of all trades, master of none.
Sometimes.
Mas may pa.
Oftentimes better.
Oftentimes pa.
Than master of one.
Oftentimes
but,
better than master
yeah,
one.
But it would be nice.
Powerful,
I've learned.
Thank you.
I don't know. For sometimes, but it would be nice to be super good at one thing and be successful
and
at
and the
it.
Best, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
like, now bama, you're like confused, but what do I want to be?
Yeah.
And you're already like 24 and...
Yeah, I can't be who I wanted to be. He's already him.
Who's this?
I don't think you're thinking. It's not him.
Is
this
Shaya?
No,
whoa, whoa! See, I was
no.
She was thinking.
Shaya's my cool, yeah.
I hope he hears this.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant?
I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, it's Kobe. Yeah.
Not LeBron James, huh?
Yeah, I know. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, but LeBron also. Anyway.
Tell
me about Pisces,
but
I
want
to know if
you're
compatible.
Pisces to Pisces.
Yeah, I think okay lang, cause so you're alike. Kanang lamoy similarities ba? So it's
yeah,
not as
so.
Hard as kanang mga dagan kay mo differences na imo
yeah, but
you work on or something.
Isn't that true that opposites attract? No, said.
I think
fire
okay
ra,
but not like kanang super mega polar opposites bitaw na you don't
haven't
even
heard
have.
That one in a while.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Super mega.
Super megs.
Super megs. Different, like hard na.
What?
Like if you're so different, also.
Bitaw na,
right.
It's gonna be hard na. But yeah, at least na may similarities, and then.
So you would say that that's for all, like let's say couples that have the same zodiac sign.
No. No. But sometimes without, like,
you say about them, they're creative individuals and what?
Imaginative and
yeah. That's
like
what
the most interesting.
I think so. Those things are just like because you guys complement each other because like you're both imaginative, so like you both understand what each other are like.
Or like kabante mo nang sa Instagram, like example, zodiac as food. Usually the most interesting one there is a Pisces.
Mm.
Like selection ba sa Pisces?
Why? Because
and then they're very emotional also, like
yeah.
That.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So true, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's true, though.
Yeah.
You're emotional.
Yeah.
You're getting really emotional right now.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not as good as my friends when it comes to zodiac.
Really?
They breathe it. Yeah.
They breathe it.
Yeah.
So
they're
I'm on their group chat.
About.
I'm just like extra, yeah. No, it's not even about zodiac.
Oh, like
just extra, yeah. But
it's like the
every
group who went
day, oh,
the tree house.
Yeah, but like I'm like every day. I swear to God, I get a notification from them. It's all about zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this a zodiac group?
It's not. It's just a group.
But
they
like.
But they very much talk about
my
like
friends.
Zodiac.
Yeah.
So. No, but that's like you being a jack of all trades. So you like
what?
You know your astrology.
You believe in that, right?
Yeah.
You believe in it,
oh,
but, like,
zodiac sign.
Okay, it's just a guide, your man.
Right. You still are the master of your own fate.
Yeah. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Like,
yeah.
Because sometimes
when
it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
When it's convenient,
yeah.
When it applies.
No, because, like, my thing with it before, I believe in it. I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've read seems to hold true. But I always used to think, like, you end up rooting for it to be true, even if it's not totally true, also.
Oh,
so sometimes you change
yeah.
your perspective, like, oh, you're not so. Like you don't, it doesn't fully describe you, but then you start to change. Like
yeah,
in a second,
yeah,
like, oh, it does.
Yeah,
because like,
you like
yeah.
it so much.
You start
said.
Imagining that.
Yeah.
You're not
an angel. You're not an angel.
She's also getting like.
Is that your cat's sandbox?
Yeah.
Sandbox, yeah. You know, check inside. There's lots of shit in it.
Really?
Like shoebox.
Yeah. Nike
potty
SP.
Train, Gincha.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they naturally
or naturally potty train?
But they get attracted to
that's
sand.
No, that's natural.
No,
no,
that, no, but like no. I mean like that's why they're attracted.
To
they naturally smell. Know not the smell, but like to know to shit and piss. Then.
Yes, yes. I don't know why though. I didn't.
You should look that up.
Yeah,
we
should. Yeah, we need,
you have a balcony.
Yeah, she's just you're describing my face.
Oh, you should have like.
Video?
Plants, like a lot of
no,
plants.
No, it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
but I'm leaving them.
He's
so.
Moving.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going also?
Maybe. Secret.
What the new adventure.
Yeah. I was supposed to have like a planter box hanging off the thing. Is that
yeah.
allowed, Carlos, because you work here?
Oh.
What I noticed about this company is just as long as it's not ugly, they're okay with it.
Exactly, they won't allow. I mean, no.
It's all about the look. Or,
yeah.
Love it
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
You guys don't know
why.
Secret. Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
Wait, Mariana, how do you relax? How do you like have alone time?
Oh my
time?
God, I can't relax. Okay,
is
no?
reading your alone time? Is that like how. Is that
eating
like relaxing?
Is my alone time.
Okay,
eating.
Reading.
Okay.
How do you
yeah.
watch
stay fit? Do you like control your eating or no? I know you love buffalo wings and American
No, she
food.
Works out. Like, every
no, I
day
know, but
thing.
Like that's only like
it's
part
like,
of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like they only always
I
say like 60% is diet
eat,
or
true,
something.
True. A lot of like
no, but the way she
food.
Works out, yeah.
Like I try not to eat a lot of bad food.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it.
So like, what's in a
what's a bad
what's
food?
In Mariana's lunchbox?
Can you tell me?
I don't know.
I mean, like wraps, protein.
Wraps from salad stuff.
Sometimes. But like usually I eat wraps from yolk also. But I really like chicken, so I don't know. Like I keep eating chicken.
Fried chicken?
No, she likes buffalo.
Buffalo
wings.
Wings or like saucy chicken.
Saucy chicken like adobo.
Yeah.
You can just be honest and say that normally your diet isn't that good.
Yeah, I mean it's not perfect. It's not the best, but
no, but like
I try not to
I'm only asking because she maintains a figure, which is
mm-hmm.
good.
I think it's because I work out, but I'm not
you burn
like my goal. Like my goal body is not achieved because I eat a lot of sweets. Like I eat.
And
yeah.
you know that's the cause of visible fat.
Yeah,
is,
that's
is
why
sugar.
It's not as flat as I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Which part? It's not flat.
Like my belly.
Ah,
yeah.
your belly.
Yeah.
So Anyway, so what are your ambitions for, like, do you plan to take any of your careers like further? Is there one that you want to take further? Like, would you like, are you aiming to be that, like, like the spin instructor, or are you aiming to, if you choose one, which one you plan to push for now alone? Not saying that you can't push them all, but
I know it shouldn't be, but I feel like if my content creation works out, then that would be what I would push for, because I like that the most out of all the three.
So which of the, like, in when you create the content, I'm genuinely curious. Like,
yeah.
Is it the daily life content, or is it the, like, makeup or
the daily life,
so that encompasses all of it,
including na the
sports, beauty,
including na the products na are ceded to me and the companies that pay for what I post.
So one can eventually become self-sustainable by being
a content creator
on Instagram alone.
If
as your following grows.
Yeah, if you have a big following, then of course more brands will contact you and you can live off, because some influencers, some content creators, they ask for big money ba, because they deserve it because of the number of their following. So they can live off with that. But the thing is, you can never be like too sure mangod, because there are months that are kind of dead. Yeah, compared to other months.
Okay.
So if you want to be sure, like me, I always want to secure the bag, so I'm never gonna, you know,
secure
just,
the bag means like,
you know, make sure
you have paid or something.
Yeah, make sure that you have money ba. Yeah, what if it's a lean month and then I don't want to get from my savings? That's why it's nice to have.
I have a question.
Two jobs.
What are some of your favorite quotes in life?
Oh my god.
I'm sure you have some. Like, I like, this too shall pass.
Or, like, something that grounds you every day, that whenever you feel like you want to give up now, you're so tired, but then, you know.
Yeah, or
any motivation.
But, like, I don't remember it.
So it doesn't ground you.
No, but, like, I have a go-to quote.
Yeah, or something that doesn't ground you. It's just quotes, like, you know.
Or,
like,
yeah.
Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard, or something like
that. I mean, I believe
that's my yearbook quote.
But don't know, wala ko yung kanang
really? I thought you would have, like, a quote book.
I mean, I save them, but...
Ah.
Yeah, it really depends on my mood, bitaw. It changes.
Right. Okay.
My quote.
What's my quote? What's some of your favorite quotes? Do you have any favorite quotes?
Yeah, I'm more
like, regrets.
No, it's just more like my favorite ones, like, que será, será.
Whatever
will be. Because that's like the type of thing I'm going for. Like, more, I don't control these things. Like, it just happens to me.
It's very nice. It's in Spanish, which is, I think, what we believe in also.
Yeah.
I like what something you told me also before was. Yeah. He who angers you controls you.
That one, that was like even in the back of my head, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because the traffic angers me a lot.
Yeah. That was.
Oh my god.
Will be
And then it's like, well.
Yeah, we have this running joke also, again. We just say we love it now.
Yeah, we love the traffic.
Except na lang. Traffic.
Except na lang.
Yeah. Nicole, Marianne.
I don't have. Except what is love, what is.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites also.
That's a good one.
That always, every time I feel impatient, or like when I'm in line, or when I'm in traffic, just want to go home, or
mine's
can't,
like,
you can't do anything.
So it's like being
you guys really have codes.
Well, mine's also like, don't be a bitch, bro. No, that's not my goal, I'm just kidding.
But when I was younger, back when I loved Tumblr, my quote was, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Mugito siya before.
Yeah.
But then now, wala lang, like, I don't really. Like, I think it also goes back when you really love to read, mo change again siya. all the time.
So, what are your favorite books of all time?
Not
but your genres are like thriller, you know? Not like
yeah, thriller, horror, like
yeah.
that. Well, like
not
I agree, self help.
Biographies
so.
Or health help.
No. But I mean, like, I read other genres also. Like, sometimes I read love stories, sometimes adventure, like,
mm-hmm.
classics also, but I really like thriller.
Why do you like thriller and horror and all these?
I think it's because I grew up watching horror movies with my cousin. Like,
yeah.
both, I don't even know how, but like, both of us, we grew up liking
horror. You love film. What were your favorite horror movies? Have you seen Parasite?
I just saw it.
It's good.
I actually downloaded
it's like,
Kanina.
It's like part of that new genre. It's like comedy horror or comedy thriller.
My favorite horror.
It was kind of funny. I thought it was very
Parasite.
Funny. Yeah, it was kind of funny, yeah.
I got the
absurd situation.
I got Get Out vibes. Like, real.
Same.
For real.
I'm
but then, not horror.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what,
no, I haven't said anything.
You know what gives the Get Out vibe, which gives you the vibe of Get Out?
Getting
goosebumps. When they go upstairs and everyone gets quiet,
Get Out the eye. I've been on a Parasite.
No, I'm sorry. The scene from Get Out,
Get Out okay.
I qualify as Get Out vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
Is when they go upstairs and then all the white people downstairs are just like, and then they start listening. Fuck.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Goose pimples as older people would say. Huh?
Have you seen Hereditary?
No,
that's
like
the best,
scariest, movie.
Scariest horror movie I've seen. My favorite,
A24,
my favorite, yeah.
Uncut Gems would be the top grossing A24 film ever.
I haven't
really?
Seen it.
It's
not out
yet.
It's
just
possible to see.
Yeah.
But it looked good.
Save.
You buy your waiting for Midsommar.
Oh my
we
god!
Were.
Oh wow!
We watched.
Never
it.
Mind.
It, wait, good or bad?
I didn't like it. I mean, like, other people...
We didn't finish it.
It was very visually...
In the cinema? You went up?
No. Here.
Ah, okay.
Here.
It was very visually appealing, right? But...
Yeah, very visually appealing and all. Pero marabito siya para sa mga highbrow people, whatever you call it. Cinephiles,
snobs.
Whatever.
Yeah, cinema snobs.
Sorry,
I can just say that it was so beautiful. They could talk about it.
Fuck that. Oh, R18. Oh.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Yeah. It's snobby.
It's,
no.
I think.
Snobby.
But like for me, there was no story or like it was a useless story. Like, what did this, like, I'm not gonna spoil
right.
it, but what did the start have to do with the rest of the story?
Okay.
I thought it was very useless.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of bit on a part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like one of those movies, like, you remember watching Mama?
Mom.
Mom, sorry, see? Mom.
Oh no!
Mama!
Mom!
Ma!
Mother!
Mother! No, the one that was like.
Ma!
The one that was just like over and over again, like. The
house
was coming.
Yeah.
The house.
Oh, mother. Yeah,
mother.
Yeah, yeah, mother. But then she's called.
It was
Ma,
like a lot like
character.
That. But
no,
like,
no. We're talking about Ma.
Okay,
what's
funny? And she's talking about
no,
mother. What's
mother
what is it? Mother is what?
Kato
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And then it was just like.
Okay.
You like you keep waiting for the end and like.
That's mother.
There's just no answer.
Have you heard about Ma though?
Ma no.
Shit, it's like this older lady who starts hanging out with.
Younger
high school students.
Yeah,
and
like
drinks
she
and stuff.
Smokes with them or
yeah,
something.
Smokes weed.
That sounds very familiar, but
I watch it.
We'll watch that. It's on the list.
Oh my gosh, we haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah, it's a weird
that
movie.
No, it's okay. It's just like it's creepy.
I get
like
get scared.
To kill time, but you can watch that, but like or something. Now, wala magibuhat
or just scare yourself.
Mom. Yeah.
Okay, I'll
watch that. I like talking about movies, guys. But yeah, but like that's why I was gonna go back to like remember when you asked her what if she would pick a thing that would
leap.
It's like she thinks that because like right now she's so into her content creating and her cycling and what she's doing right now that she forgets that the root, like she actually wants to be a filmmaker, which she started with directing.
Yeah.
You know, and then she never like leaped forward after that because then she saw like you know like the beauty or like not even the beauty but like. You know, like the benefits of like content creating and cycling. But what you really like to do is writing. You like to write.
Yeah, I like to make stories.
Like
to
yeah,
I like
because
that's
like,
what I really want. Yeah. And then, but if it doesn't pay the bills,
exactly.
This is why I'm like.
No, that's
I don't really like. I don't love marketing. Like it can go.
Yeah.
But.
You're right. No. Thank you for being so honest. That's a very real thing. Like, fun fact about this whole table, I think four of us. Like love filmmaking,
super.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
And I don't know if you knew that about Marianne. You don't know about.
Yeah. But I always
know
knew
so
that she was
like super mega creative.
I like film. I like,
also do.
I would want to be a director. and an actress also.
I want to be an actress also.
Yeah, see, yeah. Because that's where that's where it actually is for you.
Okay.
You know, but more like, this is also like your platform to maybe shoot forward, like.
Guys,
cool. God's grace.
Movie set.
See,
I love that. Something.
We can be one production. I want to work with everyone
right
on the table.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's just say, okay, movie set. Choose the top three like positions or like an jobs.
No, I would
be
in a movie.
Yeah. You first.
Like from in order also. Like, what would your top like?
Yeah. Like, what do you want to be the most?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you're in that
the
industry.
Actress,
so hard. Yeah.
Actress,
the
actress,
okay. Okay.
You know, like although you want to direct, but sometimes magod being
five
an actress, ba?
Five na.
You're like hands off.
Let's start with three.
Three.
Yeah, let's more. Let's do five.
Okay,
so
I had three lang. Three lang my top.
Yeah.
Three,
top
okay. The
actress number one.
Yeah, actress number one, and then the director, but then I also get to control. The screenplay.
Okay, so
and then the third is the screenplay.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people don't understand the difference between writer and screenplay, but screenplay is legitimately or
the
screenplay.
Every, yeah, the screen, everything.
The
yeah.
Script, but so director, screenplay as one. Like writer, director, basically.
Yeah, like kanang when the. Yeah, kanang at least makakontrol siya sa story and all that.
Okay,
that's the
deal
top three.
Yeah. Oh wait, what?
Three lang. I know, writer, director.
Because you know, director just tells the story.
Yeah, and like how you're supposed to do it.
So you guys agree with like there's more notoriety given to directors rather than like best screenplay, best original screenplay. It's always like after director or like the top two award. I don't know, film, the film, which is basically director or and the actor, like you don't think, and you think enough credit is given to screenplays and
writer?
No, because it's
I think
obvious.
It's just what we see.
Yeah.
But the screenplay, like they get also like noticed.
Like, yeah.
Like
no,
for
but
sure,
obviously,
but like,
obviously, in the billing of an award show, it's
best
film.
It
then
ends
best
with
actor,
it ends.
Best
does it end with best actor?
I don't
it ends
know.
With the film, but
the best film.
Oh,
best
film.
Film.
Yeah.
No, but there's a no that one encompasses all. But there's
yeah,
there's right. A best director.
There is.
There is oy.
Best director lang only, diba?
Yeah.
That's why what I'm saying is it comes out.
Yeah,
ang
screenplay unay ingon. Yeah, best director.
Mo imong pang finale.
I think it's because, like, without the director, even if you wrote, like, an amazing screenplay, but if the director's not...
Can't put it into
Yeah. But that's the storytelling part, you know what I mean?
A lot of screenplay writers or writers, don't have the ability to translate.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why they're the key to...
I'm getting goosebumps. Goosebumps, dude.
Goosebumps. Lolo.
But, yeah, because, like, you know, there's probably, like, a million stories that are beautiful, but then there was no director there to, like, portray it very lovely.
Yeah.
Because like imagine also how hard that job is.
Yeah.
You get a screenplay that's like super
Someone
thick and a director puts it in like 2 hours, you know?
Yeah. Especially directors who like from like example book to screenplay
to
final film.
And that's why I hate people when they go the book was better stuff like that. Like I really hate that because like
there are also
I find it so separate.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like you know
Mariana reads books.
Well,
yeah.
No, but then, so you're one of those who say the book are better than
I
am good. Like,
the book will, for me, the book will always be better.
Be better
of course,
yeah.
It's your interpretation,
yeah.
And it leaves room to be disappointed when you watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where it wasn't how I imagined. And what I noticed reading Harry Potter is like it depends on the actors, the storytelling, because the book is telling you how they're feeling inside, like she's nervous, blah blah blah, and then. If the actor can't, you know,
portray that
on screen, it's like, what the fuck?
But then I think it's like comparing apples and oranges. It's like you can't say a book is better than the movie.
Pero na ba,
it's just
a different
like, it's just a different art piece.
Yeah, of course. But like, there are films by Hangamurag did not disappoint at all.
Right.
Like, especially dystopian. Dystopian ang genre ba?
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Like, books na dystopian, like example, Divergent. I feel like good ang ilang pag-portray at the Hunger Games. And actually, Twilight. Although a lot of people do not like the Twilight saga,
I like Twilight.
They actually portrayed it pretty good.
I like Twilight.
Like, okay, so much feelings in the book, but nice ang pag-roll out.
Yeah.
Like, for me, dito ko na see? You can also be like a good film and
yeah,
you know,
especially if you have like the unique case of like Ready Player One. It's like one of my favorite books.
Did you like the movie?
I like the book more, but I can say that because the one who wrote the movie and the screenplay was also the writer of the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't direct it, but Mona. It's just that's so what also
it's all about giving,
it comes when they change lots of things from a good book. But that's what King's point is also. It's like
it's not the same thing for me
because some things don't translate on screen.
Yeah, on screen, but at least but we give justice to it, ba?
I get that line, like give justice to the
to
book.
To the book, because
that's an insult. But like you know, if it's still a good movie, but then someone's gonna argue.
But I think the justice already comes in making it a book. Making it a movie.
True, like it was.
Yeah,
like, you know,
I think the worst I've ever seen was Pet Sematary because they changed it. Even the person who died, they changed. The new Pet Sematary.
Who died in the book?
Gage, the kid.
Died in the movie.
This is the new Anoha, the new Pet Sematary.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, the kid died in the book.
There's two kids. So
the little boy
in the movie.
In the book,
and
but
in, the,
in
movie,
the movie, the girl died. And it's so different.
The little boy was trapped in the car,
somewhere, you can't change that. That's like a very big part. My boy, what na lang din yung Pet Sematary? Like you're changing the story, and it's an adaptation, di ba?
Why can't the boy? I don't know what happened.
But the first movie, kay they really followed the book. The first movie na Pet Sematary was good. It was the second that was really. Bad.
You're a Stephen King fan, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually okay, but
the first one.
Yeah, the second one was.
Bunging.
How do you describe a movie as bunging?
CGI,
but not, you call it CGI? CGI.
Yeah, computer generated.
I don't know. I just thought
it was so bad.
I just
didn't see it.
Bunging is quirky.
Because I heard it was bad.
Like, quirky, is that a word?
Quirky's nice. She's quirky. She's quirky.
Like, I'm using
so many computerized shit ba nga dili scary.
Yeah.
Like in a more cartoons.
Yeah, I feel it.
It gave me Ghostbuster vibes already. Like it wasn't.
Yeah.
You don't like Ghostbusters?
No, I do,
mean,
but
like,
it's it. Like, you know.
You're not supposed to.
We're here to like you know.
Scare you.
Like those characters in the It 2 felt like they were trying to bust the ghost It.
There's no fear.
Yeah,
I get you.
Yeah,
so what jobs do you want in the movie?
Definitely.
Director, you're not asking, controlling kayo.
No.
Yeah, definitely directing. Directing first. And then... Directing, screenplay writer. And third, I actually want to be like a cameraman.
Cameraman or director of photography, which he likes.
I love like the how like
but that's what they
angles,
say
when
director
coloring,
of photography.
I thought like tonal values is perfect. Like that's why sometimes movies, like even if it's not like amazing,
like Wes Anderson.
But no, but he's also a great. He's like just like amazing.
Yeah.
No, you build the signature styles on
like color grading is so
I love
important.
Him.
And it's like visually pleasing. Like.
Yeah, color grading is so important.
A lot of Filipino movies lately, because she's very into it.
Yeah.
Mariana
Filipino
is.
indie films, not mainstream. Yeah.
Like there, I noticed. I'm starting to notice like
now.
Very good like
grading.
Grading. But definitely, still acting could be better in the Philippines. Like, no offense to like Filipino actors.
There are some good actors, you know.
Yeah, there are. I'm not saying all, but I'm like when I'm watching, sometimes I see.
Gerald also, despite him being so. Have you seen his On the Job?
No, I heard it.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah,
with Joel Torre.
But also story wise,
so
like,
Joel
Torre
owns
like,
a really good chicken barbecue.
Chain,
yeah, chain. No, everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Chargo.
Oh, I didn't
so
know.
This remember where we used to drink in Manila? Like beside.
Yeah.
That's
but I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
That's his chain. It's a chain.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the real Gus Fring?
No, but I saw Gus Fring like a headline mentioning.
Yeah, he did exactly what he was doing in Breaking Bad.
He learned about it from Breaking Bad.
No, I don't know that, yeah. But he was also caught for the same thing. But it wasn't a chicken restaurant.
Meth?
It was a taco restaurant.
Shit.
Something like that.
Taco.
Yeah. You, Marianne. Number one, are they all number one?
They're all number one. No.
Yeah.
Just to be part.
I want to be the cinematographer.
Number one.
First?
Yeah. Yeah, the first one. And then actress. Director, and then actress.
So, director. Actress,
yeah.
Third.
Yeah. That's now. But it changes.
It definitely changes.
Yeah, it changes. That's
it's
now.
Definitely actor number one. Yeah. Actor number one.
It's same.
Director, writer number two. Music supervisor number three. And casting. Number four, casting.
Yeah.
Casting's
so
nice, though.
Like,
no. Yes.
No, kind
yes.
of.
No.
But how do you even
no.
get that
yeah.
job? Like, what
casting.
Do you have to be a caster?
Casting agency.
I don't think you even have to be...
What?
I don't know.
Pero kailangan liya po mo agree si...
I mean, like, it's a great job,
I think
job, that's
the
like,
background gamay
yeah.
with, like, acting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
But of course, the director and the writers have so much say, like, who...
Yeah. Who plays
but
who...
But that, like, the whole casting process, I love it. Even if I'm the one just choosing. Actually,
yeah.
Director, actor, like, I can't choose good.
If you were actors, since you guys chose acting, all three of you, what kind of actors would you be?
Yeah, like what genre
like,
also?
I don't
want to
say
he knows.
Method actor.
Oh, like,
would
you,
would
you
be a method actor?
No, not method.
Yeah. You?
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't think you could also.
Yeah.
I think I could do the method actor thing, but...
What did Chai say about being a method actor?
It's too cute, or what was he saying? Something like that. Anyway, I'm more like a good soldier. Like, I just want to put out... Like, I just want to work with the
yeah.
actor. You know, like... Playing basketball, work as a team, execute
mm-hmm.
plays, but
yeah, I'd be that also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
team player.
Yeah,
team player.
I mean, like obey your coach.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say obey,
but
like,
yeah, but like
yeah, kind of you know you have to give it all that you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly, and I wouldn't mind like just finding the best way to achieve the vision, like just
yeah.
So if you think it takes 30 takes, then.
Then okay, yeah.
It's important to have a relationship with the director, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acting,
yeah, for sure. For sure.
King would be the diva.
Why
is
he a diva?
First of all, I didn't pick acting. Like, I get really awkward. Especially
yeah.
when I see a camera.
Yeah, then they might cast you as that awkward guy. You'd be like,
Michael
Cera.
Yeah, no?
Yeah.
It's
oh
like,
my
I can't
God,
not...
I
can't not think that the camera is there.
Right.
So I'm
that's
definitely
what
more.
Was saying though, like,
yeah.
You know, like when you come on, you always had this face.
Ako, I get nervous in speaking in front a lot of people.
Oh,
so
shit.
But
please.
I
the
don't
worst.
Get nervous when the camera is in front
of
me.
You.
So
same.
That's just
yeah.
So it's
yeah,
a different.
Same. Yeah.
Speaking in front of people, like I do it, but they just don't know that I don't sleep the whole night. I puked right before I got there. So.
Yeah. like what happened?
The same way.
Like I get stomach aches.
Mm-hmm.
No, same exactly.
Yeah.
Well, everything, even soccer games before we'd be riding a taxi and we'd have to stop the taxi because like puke on the side of the road.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's where like psychology sure. comes into play.
Yeah. That's why like
especially big games, no?
Yeah, that's why I'm happy now that, you know, yeah, sports are taking like
sports
psychology very seriously,
yeah.
But yeah. It's no joke.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
anyway.
Same as like
there's so many yeah variables. Like, for example, you come from nothing. Then some even this as simple as you come from nothing. You given all this money, you don't know what to do with. Nah, that can shock you. Like,
yeah.
Shit like that. Anyway, okay, okay. That was a good intense conversation. It's about time to wrap this up. Before we go though, I just want to ask our guest, not Carlos, and Mariana. Okay, if you could give like advice, if you're talking to like a young kid who wants to do the things you do, can you give? I'm gonna ask specifically. Huh? Can you give advice for each of the things you do?
Okay.
Like starting your own business. Like what you said about like sometimes you can't go for your love job right away, your dream job. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, also, but like, to be able to do a lot of things, you have to compartmentalize.
Right.
So that's what you have to do. You have to focus. And then you have to be hardworking, good. You can't be lazy.
Right.
Like, you can't slack off. Like,
right.
To be what you want to be, you have to be hardworking.
Yeah, like, no one ever got there slacking off. Even if,
yeah.
like, let's say someone was given everything in the world or all the connections, if you don't back it up at the end
of
the day. Yeah, wala.
Indoor cycling.
Kamakagama sa mga dreams.
The first advice you gave, what was that for? Or just in general?
In general,
if you
want to
say
the entire...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so
good,
that was like
good.
For the three.
Yeah.
And then maybe indoor cycling, take care of your body.
That's
okay.
So real. I
like
that answer.
You have to sleep properly, eat properly.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And like all these people depend on you also. Like,
yeah.
As their instructor.
Mm-hmm. Like example, if you're already an indoor cycling instructor and you know that you have that you need to teach at 7 the next day, then you don't drink.
Yeah.
Right.
Because then you'd be like over.
Yeah, just because
and,
you're like
and you can't make excuses.
Just because you're good doesn't mean that gets good enough.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to be very responsible. But not good, like be a responsible person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
That's
happy
so
that you don't
important.
Like drinking though?
I mean, it. Yeah, it's
yeah,
okay.
It helps, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you allergic?
No, I just. I'm not. Yeah, I'm. I mean, like, I'm fine with drinking, but I know my limits, ba.
Okay.
I was like, I don't want to puke.
She
like,
doesn't
I don't
really
wanna
drink,
so
good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like.
I'm probably more allergic than her.
Probably more allergic?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I just didn't know he was allergic.
Super hot.
Yeah.
What else?
What was my lying advice? Okay. Content. Oh, okay. So, for content creation, the usual. Be authentic.
Really?
Yeah. Because,
yeah.
like, in the long run, Mangun, like, if you want to, like...
Yeah, I'm just seriously asking.
Yeah. Example, you're going to get tired of it. You're going to get tired of being...
Something else.
Someone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's gonna go out good one way or the other.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It depends, man, good, because some people do it for money, some people do it for show, but me, like, I do it for myself, man. Like,
yeah,
everything
yeah.
is very self-serving. That's why I don't have a niche.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Kay, I wanna post what I wanna post. So,
yeah.
that's why I feel like if you're that, then be you. Your most authentic self, good.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'll pay off in the long run when you don't have to pretend who you are anymore.
Yeah, because it gets tiring. Or yeah.
Okay, one last question before you have one.
Nah.
Okay. I just have one last. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Successful, and I have a house now, I think.
Alright,
okay.
Let's build that house. Anyway,
yeah.
That's a great way to end this talk with Mariana and Carlos.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mariana.
Hey, thank you for having
for
me.
Yeah, for sure.
Show.
It was great. Please come back soon. I mean, like...
Yeah! I thought,
yeah.
You're not busy.
Yeah,
you're
no,
here.
No. Yeah, all right. Anyway.
You're always not here.
Yeah. I know, that's true. Sorry about that also.
Oh!
Anyway. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Is this live?
Take care. God be with you.
God be with you all.
We love you.
We love you.
Oh.